This is CliffCentral.com. Download the Cliff Central app, available now on the Apple App Store and Google Play Store. This is CliffCentral.com.
This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the CliffCentral.com website, where there's a show for you.
The Unview, the Thin, the Rich, and the Fabulous on CliffCentral.com.
So who's in the studio, the Thin, the Rich, or the Fabulous? I don't know yet because Sumizi is not here today. He's in Cape Town. We'll be chatting to him in the next 10 to 15 minutes. This is Alan View. It's the Unview, and it's only on CliffCentral.com where all the magic. You know, you can say what you want. You can do what you want. Ultimately, it's all about what you also have to think. So we'd love to hear from you. You know how you can get a hold of us here. It's quite simple. And it's 0861 555 189. If you want to call in, that's 0861 555 189. You know what? I want to actually run a competition. So I'd love people to phone in. Should we do that?
Yeah, we could try.
Maybe we should. Okay, I have a prize if someone really calls in and we got something interesting to say on the Unview. I've got a prize. I'll get it to you. It'll be something really, really special. Maybe like a holiday. Actually, I'll give away a holiday. Yeah. Let's do some fun things here. Also, don't forget, you can Facebook us, WeChat IDs, Cliff Central, and get a hold of us. So, Duncan.
Tell me.
It's been one of those weekends where I've got such flu. But it was my birthday on Sunday.
And happy!
Happy! And I was in Cape Town, and I think basically I just went a bit overboard. Do you go overboard on your birthday, Duncan?
It's coming up next month, so I think I deserve to go overboard. 26, the big 26, Al.
Are you 26?
Yeah.
Shame.
It's happening.
You look a lot older. No, you do. You don't look fresh and beautiful.
No, I sent someone a picture of me and they said I look 17, so please.
You look like, first you must shave. Secondly, your head is bald. You look like, I thought that you seriously like a Madonna, like not a Madonna, but like somewhere in the region of about, you know, like, I don't know, let's say 32, 33.
I was actually thinking 32 when you looked at me. Yeah.
32, 33. But I'm 38 years old. So Gareth and I are 6 months apart. And, you know, not that we can be compared to
20. I thought you were 44.
That is really dumb. But had the most wonderful birthday, spent with friends. But, you know, when you just take it to a level where you go a bit overboard, too much drinking. And I don't even smoke, and had a couple of cigarettes. And now my chest is finished. And just not a great thing. But I will say that it's great to turn older and wiser, or do we actually turn wiser? That's the whole thing. But the show is filled with fabulous things today. My special guest in studio is Taryn Louch. She's a radio presenter, a socialite, a voiceover artist. Also, she performed on the Grammy. Listen to this. You know, we have a Grammy Award flutist, okay, man that plays classical music. His name is Wouter Kellerman. And he won a Grammy Award last year. This year he was nominated, and Taryn features in one of the most beautiful songs, which you'll hear later in the show. But she's our special guest coming into studio. We'll get Sumizi on the line because he's in Cape Town without telling us, as he does. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously, Sumizi.
The famous.
We've got Jenny Morris opening, you know, top celebrity chef all over the Food Network. She's opened a new restaurant in Cape Town, in the Cape Quarter. It's absolutely superb. And we're going to talk to the CEO of Product of the Year 2016. Which was a divine event last night that we went to. Neil Meinkies, myself, some of the Cliff Central team. It was superb. We'll talk about that event. But I must tell you, I have been in awe by my very first guest who's on the line. Because over the last six and a half weeks, I've seen this person go around the United States of America and have photographs with, you name it, he's had photos with him. So, you know, Beyonce, you name them. Okay. He's been to the Golden Globe Awards. He's been to see the president in Washington. He's done the most incredible things. And when I met this guy, I couldn't believe what, firstly, an enthusiast, a celebritist, that's a new word I've just invented, a person that was so interested in this culture, in the celebrity culture, that I can't believe all of a sudden I could see on Facebook and Instagram, this person living their dreams. And I've invited him to be my opening guest on the show today. Clayton Morrow, thank you for joining us, Clayton. It has been an absolute whirlwind watching you travel the world from Fashion Police. How did it happen? I mean, I know you're a star, but how did this happen?
Good morning, Alan. Thanks for having me on the show. The trip to America was just an absolute whirlwind of planning, and it actually centered around me wanting to go watch my favorite idol, Mariah Carey, live, because she was opening her new residency on the 2nd of Feb, which was her opening night, and that was the same day as my birthday. So all these events and things that you just nicely introduced now was kind of centered around that. And then when I went to America, my motto is, you know, being in the industry of media and PR, I always believe you should always take the opportunity to see and do things in Hollywood while you're there. So that's how the access to getting to attend, you know, things like the Golden Globe Awards came about. And I just made sure that, you know, I got the invites. I was at the right place at the right time to network in each room while the celebrities are there. And then also, you know, sending out my details to the people and saying, you know, I'm from South Africa. I would love to get access to things like attending a taping of E! Fashion Police. And that's how it just kind of started the ball rolling.
But you see, that's incredible, because you've got to take, you see, I think you're brilliant. All of a sudden, an opportunity presents itself. You decide, I'm going to seize it. I'm going to try and get a hold of as many people as I can. I'm going to walk through as many doors as possible, knock and phone whomever I can to get to just experience a lot of the things that you would like to do in this industry, which is the media. What I found quite phenomenal, Clayton, is that it's difficult to get to those red carpets. I mean, I've done it before. I've done the Academy Awards. This is not an easy thing to do.
Oh, no, I fully agree. And it does rely on your network and also people that you know. And that's why relationships are a key thing. And for me, I was invited as a guest of NBC Universal because of me reaching out to them to attend a taping of E! Fashion Police. And then there was an international press junket, which I had gotten access and accreditation to see some of the stars of shows like, you know, Rich Kids of Beverly Hills, E! Fashion Police, Hollywood Medium. So me getting access to do interviews with them for potential media coverage back in South Africa, based on that, when I was there, they said, we have a spare invitation for you to be invited as a guest to the Golden Globes. Would this be of interest to you? But that's because
hold a second. Hi, I've got an invitation to the Golden Globe Awards. Would this be of interest to you? Of course.
I basically said, that's a no-brainer. I mean, I'm here in LA. Why not? My motto is, you know, to use the opportunity and take advantage. And I didn't go and cover as a media person. I was a guest.
So I saw that. That was fascinating. Because you weren't holding a mic in your mouth, and you weren't off the red carpet, like behind the barricade. You were like walking on the red carpet. I thought that was fascinating.
That's it. So what had happened was, and like you said, you've been to the Academy Awards before. So for those that don't know, is the nominees and their respective partners and people that are affiliated with productions, you know, sitting in the actual ballroom where the award ceremony is held. But on the night, specifically in this case of the Golden Globes, there are three specific parties that are viewed as viewing parties and end up becoming the main after parties where the stars are invited to attend afterwards. So I was a guest at the NBC Universal viewing party, which was on the rooftop of the Beverly Hilton Hotel. And throughout the ceremony, I mean, you obviously get access to champagne, some great food. It's VIP, so, you know, everybody there is in tuxedos and in formal attire, so they're there as actual guests. But once the ceremony is over, all the celebrities with their awards and all their celebrity friends and partners make an appearance, and there's an actual red carpet to the entrance of these viewing parties outside. Mm-hmm. And that's how you get to interact with them. So I started really realizing how A-list of an event this party was when Kate Winslet came into the room walking with her Golden Globe that she had just won. Mm-hmm. And in the likes of Gerard Butler, Eva Longoria, Tyrese, Toni Braxton,
and you,
Selena Gomez, etc.
Do you hang with them? I mean, are you hanging? I mean, are you drinking with you hanging with the people?
In some cases, yes.
Some people go into their corners and they act like they're billionaires, and we get that. But
Of course. They don't want to be disturbed. They just want, some privacy. But actually, yes, there's actual real interactions. And I think because, you know, we're in a generation that loves taking photographs and selfies, people that are invited to these parties, they do a great mix of authentic sort of socializing and actually capturing the fun moments. So it's not about groupies just wanting photographs all the time. It's an actual, we're interacting, this is a fun moment, you know, even if it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour, do you mind taking a selfie? And most of the time they're open to it because, you know, they really just enjoy the interaction with most people. There are certain people that don't want to be bothered, obviously. And that's, yeah, I mean,
I kind of don't get this concept. And, you know, Clayton, we see it in South Africa, we see it in the UK, you see it everywhere. Okay, like, why do you go to an event? Okay, especially, okay, you've won your award, well done, I get that. But now, why do you go to the event when you know people are going to ask you for a selfie? I mean, what do they think that you're going to ask for? It's like somebody walking from the front, Celine Dion walks off into the middle of Caesar's Palace and doesn't expect someone to take a photograph. I mean, it's a bit absurd. I don't get it. But I mean, that's just...
I fully agree with you. I believe when you're out in public, and I mean, obviously there's different levels of respect that, you know, you should, you know, do just its humane behavior. You know, you don't just interrupt someone when they're eating with food in their mouth or when they're busy in conversation. I think that sometimes people that get so excited when you see them because you don't see them, maybe they're a hero of yours, that you kind of lose your control in that moment. But generally, it's how you approach. What was in my favor was first of all, the natural interaction. And me saying, I flew all the way from South Africa to be here. And that's the main icebreaker, which allowed me to have those natural interactions. And I think people are so dumbstruck that someone would fly over 25 hours all the way from South Africa to Los Angeles, be there and attend the event, and also just wanting to be part of the entertainment world in that sphere, which is so different and just so more hectic with all the hundreds of media on the red carpet, all the celebrities. It's just on another level that, you know, you don't get to see in South Africa that often. But it's also great to see how they interact when out in the public. And most of the celebrities are just, I mean, all celebrities are normal people.
Yeah,
it's just how you interact with them and how you come across in showing that you're interested in their craft and talking about things that are actually matter to them as well. Often what, you know, brings their boundaries down and not have that sort of aggressiveness with just being conceited about themselves.
So Clayton, who was the cool people that you got to interact with, chat with and have a vibe with?
Oh man, there's so many. Like, I'm just trying to think now. Nicole Scherzinger was very cool. She loved South Africa. She was here not so long ago, the year before last, for the AWN7 South African of the Year Awards. Tyrese loved South Africa. Toni Braxton, who just performed last year in South Africa on a national tour, she was so many complimentary things to say. And in one of the photos I took with her, she leaned on my shoulder because we had such a great interaction. Then you have Selena Gomez, who was actually a complete sweetheart.
Complete retard.
Was much nice.
Sweetheart. Sorry, did I miss that one? Sorry, Duncan. Sorry,
no, you missed that. Sorry. A complete sweetheart, Alan.
Sorry, yeah, I missed that. Shame, Celine Dion. I mean, Selena Gomez. Sorry, go on.
Selena Gomez, yeah. You know, Queen Latifah. And then the cast of Empire, Taraji P. Henson, who was the winner on the night. Then you have Jussie Smollett, who plays the role of Jamal. All of them, like, just... And then there's obviously people that I didn't end up taking photographs with just because I felt it wasn't the right moment or they were just too preoccupied. So you end up, this is the sort of realization of how many celebs are around you in the moment.
Yeah, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. I don't know how we lost Clayton there. We've lost Clayton. Well, that was incredible. Yeah, it's just incredible that... Clayton, sorry about that. We'll try getting back a little bit later. But such an interesting experience to... go as a South African off to the Golden Globe Awards and to interact with all these people. Clayton, that was Clayton Mora. He was also a presenter on ETV. So watch him and catch him. And sorry about that cutoff. But we'll get him back on the show soon to talk about some of the magical experiences that he had in and around Hollywood. I think it's... And you know, Duncan, here's the interesting thing. When I met Clayton, Clayton used to be... He collected over 5,000 signatures. He used to find people to send him autographs from around the world, and to be able to go and meet these people is absolutely and utterly incredible. On the line, let's go to Cape Town, where I've got my host of the Unview, the one and only Sumizi. That was the worst introduction ever. CliffCentral.com. Sumizi, how are you doing?
Hi, Alan Hubbard.
How's it going, darling? What are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Reporting live from Cape Town. This is Sumizi. Welcome to the Unview, the rich, the thin, and the fabulous. My name is Sumizi, and I'm with Alan in Johannesburg. Over to you, Alan.
So, Sumizi, what are you doing in Cape Town?
In Cape Town, Alan, I am, like, exorbitantly, exaggeratedly excited to be here reporting live from the red carpet of my life. No, I'm joking. I'm here, just in and out. You know, I'm the ambassador for water and sanitation.
Oh, yes. Brilliant. So basically, yeah, of water and shit.
Again?
I said, you're the ambassador for water and shit.
He doesn't shit, you fat bastard.
Let's just go on. Can I just add with one thing? So basically, Sumizi is the ambassador of water and sanitation. So basically, Sumizi is the ambassador of shit.
You are ambassador of sewage, you poop. Anyway,
so I'm here. I love that. Continue. Sorry, go on.
I'm here on a road show. So it starts today. It starts today here in the town. So I'm going around encouraging people to save water, because we take water for granted, and we think just because it's flowing, it will flow forever. And if we think of countries like Ethiopia, countries like Burundi, and other African countries that at one time they thought their water it will run forever, and they are running short of water because we take it for granted. So my message is just going to the people who would not necessarily have access to TV or DSTV or any other form of communication, even radio, just to go in those remote areas and tell them that, guys, save water. Because I speak from experience where I have an aunt who used to work for me, and or even at home, like, you know how in Soweto they rinse laundry, and then you die. Mostly they would take like a washing basket. Mm-hmm. You know, a washing basket has holes everywhere, mm-hmm. and then put washing in. And then put it underneath the tap and keep the tap running whilst they're cleaning the house, sweeping the yard, running continuously for like an hour. And I'm like, why can't you just put water in a bucket or in a big
Indies.
Whatever and just rinse it one by one? So that's the message I'm trying to get across.
Sumiz, you know, it's quite interesting. I've done a couple of programs on 3Talk and over the years on water and sanitation. The interesting thing is I watched a program on Carte Blanche this Sunday, and the drought has changed our water situation in the last 12 months incredibly.
Absolutely.
And more now than ever. This is not something that is an Eskom thing. Firstly, I went out without water in Hyde Park. They kept switching the water for 3-4 days. Do you know you can't? You can't drink. You can't brush your teeth. You can't flush the loo.
You can't. That's when we realize the importance of water. But we don't think of that until it happens, and we need to avoid getting to that point. So yeah, that's all I'm here for. Can you just move on and take a classic gosh? I'm done now. I'm tired.
Okay, well, okay.
I'm hungry. I'm about to have breakfast at the waterfront. I can hear the birds chirping.
It's lovely. I had my birthday there last week. Thanks for the wish. I appreciate it from you.
Happy belated.
38. I'm old. What can I say?
How old?
38.
Oh, my gosh. You're 38?
Yes.
48.
38.
You look older.
You look 58. This joke is so... I'm so not wrinkled. I'm just fat. Shut up.
You're wrinkled. Alan, you must
Am I wrinkled? Oh, yeah, listen to me.
You must never, ever again tell people you're 38.
And I can't wait to be 100. Now, let's just go on. What are you planning to do socially in Cape Town? Any nice men for you? Any dates?
No, I'm coming back tonight.
Okay, so you're back this evening. Okay, great. And
I'm coming back to the story.
Stormzy, how's Idols going? How's fame for you?
Besides that, Alan, can you hold it just because I just need to order something? I'm hungry.
You can order.
I'm by the waterfront. I'm about to have breakfast. Just order whatever, yeah.
Okay, Sumiz.
Alan,
do you want to order and then I can call you back?
No, don't call me back. Just top Duncan. I'll just need 2 seconds and let me order.
Okay.
Top all right. Duncan, say something, Duncan.
Hi, Duncan. How are you doing? Are you well?
I'm good.
Okay. Well, again, this is cliffcentral.com. This is the Unview. Ximides is ordering at the waterfront. We've had a great show already today, so we've had to chat to Clay tomorrow about going off to Golden Globes. We're going to chat about Product of the Year 2016, which was a phenomenal event. We're going to chat to our special guest in studio, Taryn Louch. Get a hold of Jenny Morris. Yeah, we've got a full show, a nice and lacquer full program, full of interesting things here on the one and only cliffcentral.com, and this is the Unview. What else can I tell you? So just tell me for a second here, Duncan. Ximidi says I need a bit of Botox here and there. I mean, do I really? I mean, you look like you're seriously 33. I don't look 38.
No, that's really mean, Alan.
And Ximidi, just because he's got tattoos covering everything, that he can't even see anything. I mean, just really, I find him very rude.
No, I think the thing with Ximidi is that he takes really good care of himself with gymming and stuff, so it helps his overall.
So you're saying basically get my ass into gym.
I think you and I, should just have a challenge. Who's going to drop 10 kilos before that?
I'll take it now.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Hello.
I'm back. Listen, you running, you two over there running a specific conference. God.
We're going to lose weight. We're going to see you lose this 10 kilos.
Please do. It's unacceptable. You like the space in the studio is too small.
Firstly, you bloody rude. You minister of shit. Like, you ambassador of shit. you really are. Okay, I mean, you are the ambassador for water and sanitation. You are like, so if I ever get that I get the title of the minister of shit, please.
Fat does not discriminate. There's a black and white over there. Two fatties, both black and white. Other is black. And the other is what we want is Duncan, Allen Ford. Boom, boom. Hello, Kung Fu Pandas. How are you, Kung Fu Pandas?
Okay, enough now. Okay, can we get serious for once in our little lives?
So Cape Town, I'm looking at Cape Town now. It's depressing. Like Cape Town is still white, Allen. It is still white. And this must change, like, Cape Town must die. Cape Town must die. All restaurants, and it doesn't matter whether they're foreign or what, foreigners or what.
They are foreigners.
Yes.
This is the biggest peak foreign season. What are you talking about? Go walk in the streets, man. What are you from? Actually, Cape Town is not white. Cape Town has got a lot of coloured people. How do we consider coloured people? Black or not black?
No.
I mean, what is it?
You are not standing where I'm standing. All restaurants.
It's in the waterfront, in the middle of...
Oh, no.
Wait, Alan.
I just sent to be corrected. I apologize. A beautiful couple just walked past me. Old couple just walked past me. One white, it's a white lady and a black gentleman. They are old, just in khaki stylish.
Wow,
that's beautiful. Look amazing.
Can you find that in Johannesburg?
Yeah.
Can you find that in Johannesburg?
God, they look stunning. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah. Hello. Oh, no, they're old. They can't hear me. They're that old.
They can't
hear me.
Like, but try and find us an interesting interview.
South Africa has arrived. South Africa has arrived. Beautiful, stylish couple. The lady is holding a Louis Vuitton handbag. This gentleman is so stylish. I wonder where they're from. Oh, my gosh. They are beautiful. I want to approach them, but they think I want to mark them. My God.
Johnny.
They are so amazing. So amazing. I want to take a picture of
them. Oh, shit. All right, Ximidi, have you ordered your food?
I have ordered my food. I have to go, Alan.
I know, darling.
I'm doing the starters. I'm hosting the red carpet for the starters. Do you know that?
Oh, that's lovely. That's lovely.
Yeah.
And who are you hosting them for? Which channel?
SABC Cock.
Really?
Yeah.
SABC One, basically. Okay, I love it. The fame and insults there. Ximidi, I love you. Bye bye, darling.
I love you too. Bye bye, my angel.
Enjoy Cape Town. And please help get rid of we want less shit in the world.
Yes.
That's Ximidi, our co host here on the Unview. And of course, he is the ambassador for water and sanitation.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the ambassador of shit.
Yeah.
Love it. Guys, we've got it for the rest of the time. We're going to say, meet the new ambassador of shit. You know what I'm saying? We've got a great show lined up for you today. Taryn Lynch is up next. We've also got Jenny Morris coming up. And we'll chat about Product of the Year 2016. This is CliffCentral.com.
This is CliffCentral.com. Choice. Sometimes you have it, and sometimes you don't. AutoTrader gives you the choice. Now you can shop, compare, and buy new cars. Watch our expert video reviews and research before you buy. AutoTrader New Car. The choice is yours.
This is CliffCentral.com.
That's a fun song. 1 million views. I thought that was the advert for the amount of views we had on the Unview.
No.
So this is CliffCentral.com, and it's the Unview, and it's such a pleasure to invite my guest into studio. Radio presenter, socialite, voiceover artist, singer, performer, MC. Should be on television because she's brilliant, actually. So I've got a role coming somewhere. Ellen, make money. Think, producer. Don't present. Taryn Lynch, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's so good to have you here.
I'm so happy to be here.
Taryn, now, and I said this to you the other day, and it was an odd question. I said, where did you come from? Now, obviously, the right answer would be from God, my mother's womb, Durban. You know, but like all of a sudden, this fabulous Taryn Lynch has arrived on the scene, on the social, on the, let's just say social scene, but I mean, on the scene. And the entertainment scene.
And where have I been?
And where have you been? How did you get here? Isn't that a good way to start? How did you get to this? You know what I mean? How did you get here?
You know what's so funny is so many people are these overnight successes. Mm-hmm. And it's been a long journey. It's been a 10-year journey from the time that I sort of embarked on this career to where I am today. And people just think exactly that. I just popped up onto the scene, but it's been 10 years of behind the scenes, you know, small role, although there's no small roles, only small actors.
I agree. And we're not talking about dwarfism.
No, we're not. But just, you know, sort of behind the scenes, on the edge of, and then last year, sort of everything started happening for me. So, well, probably the year before, actually. I forget we were in 2016. It started with my one-woman show that sort of catapulted me onto the theatre scene, and people suddenly sat up and took notice.
Okay, so you went to study drama.
Yes.
And how did that go for you? I mean, so you did it at the University of Pretoria.
Yes.
And that's when you had the taste for the small screen or the big screen or the stage, and this is where it began. Did you always want to be an actress or a performer or a presenter? Did you always, is this what you wanted to do?
I always wanted to be everything. I wanted to be a psychologist, a doctor, a real estate agent, a flight attendant, you know, and that's when my parents sort of thought, this is an actor.
Yeah, because it's jack of all and master of none.
Jack of all, master of some.
Of some, okay, all right. Go ahead. So you go on to appear in Rhythm City on ETV.
Yes.
Tell me, that's your first kind of big role.
Well, my first role was actually Angel Song. Mm-hmm. I played this complete nerd on there wearing these oversized Christmas jerseys. It was very interesting. It was not how I imagined my sort of debut onto TV. Mm-hmm. But it did give me a taste of this sort of small screen, Rhythm City. I played a doctor. I am the most squeamish person you will ever
really
meet. So it was quite interesting. I sent my mom a photo and I said, this is the last time you will see me in scrubs. If you've got any doctor dreams for me, I'm sorry about that. But it's not happening.
But if there was a Grey's Anatomy role, obviously you'd take it.
Absolutely. I mean, come on. No, absolutely.
It may not be.
It may not be, but in real life, let's say, not in the world of TV.
And then you went along and you did a whole bunch of commercials and you did voiceover, and then all of a sudden you decided to go venture overseas.
Yes.
Tell me about your little trips. Well, firstly, it's embarking on New Horizons. So we chatted to Clayton Morat.
Yes.
You know Clay? And Clayton, I don't know if you've seen the last 6-7 weeks. It's been incredible what he's been through.
Yes.
And how did you, because I just said to Clayton, when I met Clayton around about 12 years ago, Clayton asked me for an autograph. I said, okay, what a pleasure. Who wants my autograph? Who cares? And he collected, at one stage he had 3,500 autographs.
Wow.
From all over the world. So he used to write to people, from Dionne Warwick to President Clinton, and they used to send him back a picture with an autograph. and he collected all the autographs in the world, and his dream was to enter the world of celebrities. And then the start of this year, he went on a trip to America, and he was invited to the Golden Globe Awards and was at the Fashion Police. And I just thought that's an incredible way to experience your life. And often embarking on new horizons or broadening your horizons, do that. So tell me, you then went to the Middle East.
Went to the Middle East. It actually started at a christening at Monte Cassino. Really? I was at this Greek christening.
Because you're half Greek.
Yeah, I'm half Greek and half Irish. Very interesting combination.
I tell you, fuck you up. Go on.
They're both feisty, let's just say. And my vocal coach was trying to get hold of me, and I just thought, you know, it's a Sunday. What does she want? And she said to me, you've got to be at the Joburg Theatre tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. You're auditioning. If you get the role, you leave for Dubai on Wednesday.
Sure.
So I was like, okay. And I'm a very spontaneous person, which is probably a very good trait to have in this kind of business, because things happen overnight. And you can't if you get it, you've got to go. That's it. You pack up. That's how it works. Needless to say, I stood in the Joburg Theatre, auditioned via satellite for this show in Dubai, and 12 hours later, I was
on a plane,
packing and getting ready for the airport. So that for me was incredible, because it just showed me...
How long was it? How long did you go there for?
So I stayed there in 2008.
For a year?
Yeah, not the whole year, because obviously in the Middle East there's things like Ramadan and there aren't shows on during that time. But I think I got there in March 2008 and I got home in October.
Okay.
And it was incredible.
So you see how dumb I am by saying, how did you get here? But it's a good, because all of a sudden there's this flourishing Taryn Louch that's arrived.
There's lots of little things that,
things along the way that have brought you to this particular position.
Well, you know, when you speak to, well, not when you speak to, because you don't always speak to them, but when you read stories about your George Clooney's and Leonardo DiCaprio's, way before they ever came onto our radars, at least, they were doing a little Colgate commercial, little, you know, theater production in a community center. And that's really the beauty of this industry, is that everyone does start somewhere. And it's when you actually make something of yourself that you inspire other people to say, well, hey, I could also start somewhere.
But Johannesburg obviously didn't... So you came back from Dubai.
Yes, and only then did people start actually...
Was it a
actually...
wonderful experience, by the way? Was it wonderful?
It was a wonderful experience. I lived in a hotel.
Yes.
I was treated like a princess.
Which
everyone
you are.
Thought I was Arabian, which was fabulous.
You
although
do,
I don't speak Arabic.
No, but you could, because you could, because of the blonde hair, you could look slightly Lebanese.
Yes.
But I mean, the green eyes.
The green eyes,
because you don't look Irish.
No, I don't look Greek.
And you don't look Greek. Mm. You could look Leb.
You know, the Lebanese. Actually, I can look however you want me to.
Yeah. You can play Monster. The next thing, and do the whole Charlize Theron thing.
I need an Oscar.
I'm looking at a photograph. Is that you with the dark
That's
hair?
That's me.
With a lollipop in your mouth.
Up until a year ago, I had dark hair. I had black hair for the show, for the one-woman show that I did, because I had to play a Greek girl. Mm-hmm. So I had very, very dark hair. And this blonde has taken a year to transform.
So
and I love it.
I do. It's great.
Blondes have more fun.
I don't know about
It's
that.
True. No, it's true, Alan.
Are you right? I've been with quite a few.
You've
got to
try.
You can have a lot of fun with blondes. I can't lie. Lots. Oh, yeah, I forgot they can be fun. They're awesome. And it can be a bit dumb sometimes, but that's okay. You gotta, I'm a blonde haired blue eyed. Even though the person I'm dating is not. Even though the person I'm dating is dark and dark eyes. So it's different. But it's funny. Blonde, for fun, blonde. For commitment, dark. You know, that's what you do.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Am I giving out the wrong message?
No, Donnie, you look fabulous. But I love it. I'm looking at all the different styles, the imaging. It's quite stunning. Taryn, you also, I mean, we're going to go into a couple of personal things. But so you get here to Johannesburg, let's say after the stint. Now all of a sudden, work is opening up for you. Things are happening. You're on radio. You're on the social scene. You're doing phenomenally well in terms of the social network scene as well.
Thank you.
But you're not acting. Are you missing your craft?
I am. And that's why I'm working on a new show.
Okay. Tell me about that one woman show. I would like to know, where was it?
Okay. So the one woman show, you know, I believe very strongly in vision boards, like most actors and creatives. Mm-hmm. You know, I believe in sort of putting together something that is concrete that I can look at and remind myself of where I need to be and where I'm going. And I'd always wanted to, since I left university, I'd always wanted to do a one woman show. I hadn't found the right material and I wasn't ready to write something because I write as well. Mm-hmm. And I came across this show, Meze Mira and Makeup, Greek show, written by Irene Stefanou, last performed in the 1970s.
I love Irene Stefanou.
I also do. Totally inspired.
Because she is, do you know what I love about Irene? Because Irene is Greek and Irene knows that she's not beautiful. She's beautiful in her soul. But she plays, I saw her on stage when I was in Matric. She came and she did this show, and she was so incredible. And
that's the same show, Meze Mira and Makeup.
Yeah, it is brilliant. Okay, it is I saw her in Matric. Do you know that's 20 years ago? 20 years ago. And you know, she has those teeth and she plays at the Cardi's advert on the. But she's absolutely brilliant. And she suffers from
MS.
MS. But one of my heroes, one of my comical heroes, because when I saw this, I thought this was the best thing in the whole world, and their teeth stick out. Now, I've just seen a photo, and obviously I didn't realize it's the same show. I haven't seen it for 20 years.
Yes.
But what a great show.
Such a great show. So here was this material, and I approached her, and I said, I want to do this show. And the first thing she said to me was,
You're too pretty. You can't play these characters. I get it.
And she would say that. And I sort of thought, well, of course I can.
Okay,
you know, it's acting, regardless of, you know, the physical. And together with the director, Renos Panoudis, who I approached to help me on this piece, we really worked. I mean, it was a year in the making, and it was the most phenomenal experience because I totally left everything that is Tara and that is me behind and embraced the sort of these 12 characters who are so far from who I am. But it was so much fun, and the show was so well received. It opened at the Fiat on the Square.
Did you ugly yourself? You had to.
You know what? The first performance, we actually used some prosthesis.
Nose.
Because
you got to get that schnoz.
Yeah. Very hectic eyebrows.
Yeah, that's Irene. And I love you, Irene, but you know that.
And after that performance, she said to me, "You don't need the nose. You are that character. You don't need any of those
Irene sword.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was such an honor for me because, you know, I didn't need those additional things. I'd already gone to that place of where that character is. And the feedback from it, I mean, someone came up to me after the first performance and said to me, "You know what's so crazy is that at times I found you very attractive on stage and at other times you were hideous." And that is the beauty of acting.
Yeah.
Is you took me on that journey and I believed you every step of the way.
Well, after you see it, and I didn't see you performing it, but when you see Irene do it, which I don't think you have.
I've seen a video of it. Okay. I didn't see her live. Obviously, I was
20
a baby.
Years ago. Okay, cool. Thanks for that one. Yeah, 20 years ago. But the incredible thing is that when you, because again, and I'm not trying to hurt Irene. Irene physically isn't the most, she's skinny, she's slinky, her shoulders leave forward, but you actually fall in love with her. As a soul. And I think that is the most incredible thing. And, you know, it's something that's quite, you know, it's my big fat Greek wedding.
The South African version.
It is the South African version because that girl in that movie is not like the hottest chick. It's she's pretty, but it's at the end of it, I just think, you know, she gets the guy. And Irene's life has not been easy, but it's a phenomenal show. Well done.
Thank you.
I wish I went to see it. When is it coming back?
It's going to be on in Cape Town this year, so you will have an opportunity.
I'll fly down. I will fly down.
Any excuse to fly to Cape Town. You and me, Al.
You got it, baby. You got it. Sumizi's even there. So, you see, when I'm not there, Sumizi's covering Cape Town. And, you know, you just heard that he's now the ambassador for water and sanitation.
I have.
So we're going to, you know, his new title is the ambassador of shit. That's what it is. That's what it is.
So, what a role.
My guest in the studio is Tara Nach, and she is truly superb. And give me to find out more of what you're doing of late. But I had an interesting conversation with Taryn, and I was quite blown away sitting at a lunch and to hear that she performed on a Grammy-nominated album.
Yes.
Okay, so this is this year's Grammys. Now, first and foremost, South Africans are a bit daft. No disrespect to South Africans. But I mean, if it's not Album of the Year, people don't realize that there are many Grammy Awards. There are many, many Grammy Awards.
Yes.
Sorry, I've got people in my ear. Okay. Sorry about that. Just forgive me. All right, just be careful. You're in my ear. Sorry, the controllers. You know what happens? I couldn't hear one word. Where was I? Let's get back to
people don't realize there's lots of categories.
I thought the 12 characters were speaking in my brain at the same time. I don't know what happened there. Duncan,
I do have that effect. Right.
There are lots of characters.
Yes, categories.
And what ends up happening is that we have a lot of South Africans like Soweto Gospel Choir go along and win these great awards, the Grammys, and Ladysmith Black Mbaza. And well, we have a South African classical artist called Vota Kellerman, who has already won a Grammy and this year was nominated for a Grammy Award. Now, he didn't get it, even though I think the album is superb because I went to go and buy it. But
that's what I love about you, Elle.
I
told him the story and he downloaded the album then and there.
No, because it was exceptional. And I mean, he's a great... Because we interviewed him for on Gareth's show when I went in and covered the SAMA Awards. And, you know, he performed and... Well, we have Grammy Award winners that we don't even acknowledge in this country, which is kind of crazy because you always like the stars are, and no disrespect, are the AKAs and the Cuspers and the, you know, when all of a sudden, yeah, but this guy's got a Grammy and I've been nominated for a second one this year, 2 years in a row. And I would imagine there are only 5 nominees. So I listened to the song and I thought it was absolutely superb. Tell me a bit about how you got to work with Grammy Award winner Vota Kellerman. And how you got this opportunity, because this is how life works.
This is how life works. Someone once said to me, I think you were born under a star because these crazy things happen in your life and only in your life. And
I'm sorry, I often sound Forrest Gump because the honest things happen.
Run, Forrest, run.
Exactly.
But so crazy story, I was recording a voiceover and the producer and I had got chatting sort of in between the breaks and he'd said to me, you know, what is your heritage, and I told him I'm half Greek, and he asked me if I was able to sing in Greek, which I am. So he said, you know, there's a guy looking for a Greek vocalist, can I pass on your details? And I thought nothing of it, passed on the details, and the next second I got a call from a producer to record an audition piece in Greek, which I did. There were another 2 girls, and you know, I was the 3rd girl and they decided to go with my voice. So they sent me the song to prepare. I prepared it with my vocal coach, sort of 1 session, and then had to drive somewhere past Pretoria to record the song. And I remember thinking to myself in the car, oh, like I have to drive all the way past Pretoria. But anyway, got there, met with the producer. It was just me in studio. Vota wasn't even there. I didn't even know
who this man was.
Vota Kellerman.
Okay.
And laid down the vocals, and that was that. Forgot about it. Totally forgot about it, because like we do as performers, you know, you're running from a voiceover to audition to this to an MC job, and I forgot about it. And I didn't actually ever hear the final mastered mix, because he still had to put on the flute, the rest of the big band. And that was that. I totally forgot about it. This was circa 2 years ago. A few weeks ago, I bump into David Bloch in Rosebank. And I'm collecting my dress for the Met. I'm so in a dwell. I'm not even concentrating. And he introduces me to this lady whose name is Tulsi. And, you know, we get chatting. I don't even know what she does, who she is. And David says, oh, you know, Tulsi is Vota Kellerman's manager. All of a sudden, a little light bulb went off, and I thought, hang on a second. I said, Vota Kellerman, I have actually
sung on his album.
I think the song was, I don't even know if the song was made.
The Tango.
And.
Nafilis.
Yes. And she said to me, well, are you Taryn Lauch? And I said, well, I am.
I think so.
I think I am. And she said, oh my goodness, you are on this album and congratulations. You are nominated for a Grammy for your contribution to this album. And the category is Best Contemporary Instrumental Album.
Hi. You're nominated for a Grammy, Taryn. How you doing? I mean, that is incredible. Isn't that incredible? That is incredible. In a moment's time, we're going to chat about Taryn, loving life, loving food. We're going to chat to Jenny Morris, but I want to play a bit of the song. This is it. Listen to the song. It's incredible. Vota Kellerman and Taryn Lauch to Tango Tis Nephilis. Isn't that just beautiful? Vota Kellerman and Taryn Louch. And I mean, amazing.
Divine.
Grammy nominee. Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful?
Grammy.
Grammy. Granny. Grammy. Thanks for that one, Taryn. Continue running around the studio trying to do things. But I see Jenny Morris has just been cut off. If we can get Jenny Morris back on the line. I don't know what's happening, but
I love Jenny Morris.
I know, but things are happening here. I don't know. Gremlins in the system. These things do happen. Taryn, coming back to what are you up to? What's going forward? What can we expect from you? I know that you're on Good Hope FM.
I'm on Good Hope FM. I do the weekend breakfast on there with my incredible co-host Lala Hirayama.
She's fab. How did you guys connect?
Also, randomly, socially, and now we're the bestest of friends. And she's actually tuned into the show. She's tweeting up a storm. Shout out to Miss Hirayama.
Again, another superstar. Hey?
Absolutely. Yeah. Such an inspiration and an incredible friend to me. And what a blessing it is to work with someone who you connect with on such a sort of deep level.
That's the incredible thing, you know, especially when I'm not saying you start in your career, but when things start to take off, to have adversaries around you. Things happen like that.
People in the industry who truly support you and believe in you. And you know what? I would say I feel that like I'm at the start of a platform.
Of a whole new platform.
Of a whole new platform. You know, music is definitely on the cards. I'm presenting. Definitely. I'm working on some incredible stuff for the theatre, for show. I obviously love live performance, which is why I enjoy emceeing so much. Because I love the electricity of the stage. I think TV's fantastic, but my first love is definitely that energy and that electricity I derive from live performance, which is why radio is so cool as well, because like it is on this show, it's unscripted, it's uncensored, yes. It's live.
Well, that's the thing, and it is live and it's magic. And that's why all of a sudden there's Jenny on the line and then Jenny's not on the line. And then all of a sudden... Clayton gets cut off and
there's technology, and I think technology either works in our favor or against us.
And perhaps you need people that need to learn how to use technology as well. So that's perhaps something.
There's always that.
To the equation. Looking at the industry, what are you loving at the moment? What aren't you loving? What do you think? What are the trends? What should be happening? Just some ideas from you personally. Do you think we need more theatre? Do you think we need more one-man shows? Do you think we need more TV shows? What do you think? What do you think we lack?
I think we
lack a good talk show. I must say, I do think.
Oh, my goodness.
I do think.
Alan, I totally agree.
And it's my forte and my genre.
And it's one of my dreams, let me just say.
But I'm not trying to knock people, but I'm finding that we've lost the art of what a great talk show is. And a great talk show is about giving information, creating infotainment, and doing some fantastic things. That's what I think a great talk show is about. But I think this fluff stuff and let's sell a pan and I don't know, and let's teach you how to make an egg in the morning is a bit boring. I think if you don't know how to make an egg, really go on the internet. That's just me. But on that note, you know what? Can I tell you something, Ter? A person that knows how to make everything in the world is Jenny Morris. Now, you were saying you're a fan of Jen.
I met Jenny Morris last year at the Good Food and Wine Show.
Isn't
backstage. I was about to interview Brent Owens for our radio show. Mm-hmm. And I'm a huge fan of his and of MasterChef. And I got to meet Jenny backstage and it was wonderful. She gave me these new desserts that had launched. I was still trying to be thin, so I was like, thanks, Jenny.
Don't worry. On the line, we have Jenny Morris. Jen, tell me something. What is your view about weight and food?
Do you know what? What do you mean weight and food? How much you put in your body or how much you weigh to eat?
No.
What kind of weight?
But when I'm talking about like picking up weight and food, your 10% rule.
You know what I say? That nothing should be forbidden. And I'm being dead serious about it. I think we take it too seriously. And the minute you say you can't have it, all you want to do is eat it. So I say take two mouthfuls, make your mouth love you, and have a little bit of everything. I mean, look at me. I'm a chef. I should weigh 150 kilos, but I only weigh 149. You know what I'm saying?
Jenny Morris, tell us about your new restaurant. It's open to the Cape Quarter. It's superb. It's brilliant.
It's called Yum Chef. It's what we hope people find it to be, yummy and delicious. And it is about weighing what you put in your mouth, actually.
Yes, you seriously weigh your food.
Yes. I do the cooking. and you do the eating. Basically, if you want one pea and three rings of carrot and a little stick of celery, that's what you put on your plate. You pay that, you weigh it, and that's what you pay for. We have about 30 different things at any given time in that fridge for people to eat. It's got wonderful colors. It's got textures. It's got flavors. I'm just telling you what my customers say, that everything has a flavor and a taste of its own. Ellen, you know me, that this is the truth. What else do you want to know about? We've got good cake.
It's absolute divine. They've got the best cake. It's packed. You can't get a table. You can't get a
seat. That was me on Saturday.
Were you there on Saturday? Oh, did you go? Okay, I didn't even know that you went. Okay, so you've got a book. Otherwise, you've got to take out and eat in the street, and that's also okay.
Which is fine in Cape Town.
Yeah, exactly. You eat in the street, on the corner. Well, I mean, but Jenny, I do love the fact that you can have prawns, you can have chicken, you can have fish, you can have salmon, you can have trout, you can have tabbouleh salad. It's something for everybody, and that it's so social. And to me, I think you hit a gem, and I think it really is. Jenny, we're running out of time.
Yes.
We're going to get you in studio and do a one-on-one very shortly. How's the TV shows going?
TV shows are going fantastically well. The viewers that watch Food Network and watch Jenny Morris or Reza Mohammed can look forward to another 15 episodes of the Fabulous Food Academy coming this year.
Which is fantastic. Jenny Morris, I love you. Don't miss
her
restaurant.
I love you more.
It's yummishous. How do you say it?
It's yumptious.
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 Okay, yumptious. I know. I can't say it. I'm obsessed. And Jenny's like my second mom. It's yumptious. It's scrumptious. It's delicious. It's all of ish. Okay.
And it won't make you lumptious.
I don't mind getting a bit lumptious here and there. You know, just let someone go.
No, there's we more, mind.
Babe,
we
there's,
mind.
There's more of us to grab. There's more of us to grab. Jenny Morris, don't miss
it.
It's in Cape Town. You've got to bring it to Johannesburg, and it's at the Cape Quarter. It's superb. It is brilliant. Yumptious by Jenny Morris. Jenny, thank you for joining us on the show. Taryn, we've run out of time, but again, this has been superb.
So much fun.
Taryn Lauch, my very special guest, and thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
And I can't wait to we're going to do some more stuff.
We're
like
going to do some amazing stuff together.
You're fabulous.
And watch this space.
Watch this space.
Because big things are coming.
Well, small things. Unless you're going to lose huge amounts of weight, but that's still coming up. We'll get you back in. And
yes.
I know, because Sumizi wanted to rub himself against you, and it's so weird. But anyway,
next time,
remember,
Sumizi.
He's the ambassador of shit. That's it. Sorry, I've used shit so many times on the show today. This is cliffcentral.com. It's The Unview. I'm Alan Ford. Sumizi's in Cape Town. But we will connect back with you next week. Duncan, thank you for controlling. And of course, this is the end of our hour. We'll catch you next week. Cheers.
The Unview. The thin, the rich, and the fabulous on cliffcentral.com.